Welcome to the Pick Truth Podcast, where we read confessions that people send us or that we find online and rate them based on the level of heat.
A truth can range from a bell pepper to a Carolina Reaper.
All right, let's get started. Welcome back. This is your host, Dr. Vicki Harris, and I'm with my co-host,
Lamont.
And we're back for another episode of Pick Truth. I have two truths today that I both found on Reddit, found both of those on Reddit. What about you?
I have two as well.
Okay. So that means we need some of you all to email us at picktruthmail@post.com with some of your truths so that we can put them on the show. So I'm going to get right into it. So the first one I have, you know, it's not too spicy. Okay. I would probably, well, okay, I'll read it and we'll all decide. Okay. So here's my first one. I hid dead mice around the house when I moved out. I had a landlord that messed me over. He was super sketchy, only took cash, and came in unannounced. He let my pets out of the house when I wasn't home, let raccoons in, raised the price illegally, and wouldn't do repairs even when the sewage was leaking through the ceiling. When I moved out, he was still looking for a tenant to replace me. I opened up the back of the toilet and tossed in some frozen mice I had purchased. It was the summer, so I'm sure it smelled absolutely atrocious when the mice started to break down. That's my first one. So yeah, that's a lot here.
Yeah, that's a lot to take in.
That's a lot here.
So I'm torn because part of me is like, this is a get back. So in a way, I have some respect for it, but at the same time, it's a little spicy. It's a little spicy.
Yeah, because are you punishing the landlord? Or are you punishing the future tenant?
Exactly.
Because if the landlord isn't gonna do anything, and maybe it had melted and the smell would have been permeating the apartment or house while you had potential tenants coming in,
right.
And maybe that would have hurt the landlord. But really, the landlord don't care.
Yeah.
And somebody, and they get in there before that smell starts to really get. You're hurting the future tenant, yeah. And not him.
So it's kind of like your angst and energy, while may have been, for lack of a better term, well intentioned, it's kind of misguided because you're punishing someone else. So, in a way, based on our scale, I am judging you for it. I don't want to call it a tie. Because it's not that heavy, but I mean, there's so many variables there, because you're talking about dead mice, so you know that could be anything from this person getting sick. It could end up somehow in some type of water supply. Someone could have pets. There's a lot of variables there, so I'm judging you, but I still feel like that's probably a poblano. What do you think?
See, I'm more on the jalapeno. Like, okay. This is a spicy truth, but I'm giving you the salsada. And the reason being is I need to question where you got frozen mice from. I know that sounds real, doesn't like it has anything to do with anything. Where do you go about? I don't know how to go get frozen mice right now. I know you can probably go to the pet store, get some live mice to feed your snake. But right now, where do you go get frozen mice?
Okay, so that's a valid question. It made me think of the store Jungle Gems. I know they sell bugs and things like that, but I've never asked him if they have mice. So I'm wondering, like, did he kill the mice himself? Does he have?
Well, he said he bought it. He said he bought some mice, frozen mice. He purchased some frozen mice. I understand that may not have anything to do with this particular. That shouldn't have anything to do with it as being spicy, but I'm thinking about the level of intent. Like you had to sit down and think, how am I going to get him? I know I'm going to find frozen mice.
Like, how do you Google that? Like, what? How much anger do you have that leads you to pull up your Google search bar, or even he may have asked Alexa or Siri where he can find frozen mice at, And who was advertising that is the question. Like, who's got that market unlocked is the question.
So he, I mean, there are a lot of ways he could have got back at that.
Yeah.
I get
You
that.
know what? You're right. I think it is a
But
jalapeno.
when you start to think about, you sat down and had a Google search. And people out there, if you know where to get frozen mice, please don't send me any.
I want the
But
link.
it, email me and let me know. Email me at picktruthmail@post.com and tell me where I can get frozen mice. And then tell me why you know where I can get frozen mice. Like I'm
Absolutely.
now I want you to tell me.
Please.
Give me a little bit more insight about you because that was my issue.
That's yeah.
And he said all over the house. So the initial title was all over the house, but he put him in the toilet seat, the toilet tank, and that's where he started with. So imagine, if you will, if he really did have it everywhere. If he had it in the walls, if he had it in, in curtain rods or wherever, in the ceiling fans, and just frozen mice everywhere. It's like the reverse Pod Piper. Like I don't know.
Instead of leading them somewhere, you leave them somewhere. That's nasty.
Yeah,
What
absolutely.
time of year was this?
It's summer. It was summer.
So last summer. So and what did he say? Which part of the world he was in?
He does not.
He didn't. Okay. Because see, it makes me wonder. Like we're here in Kentucky, and here if you don't like the weather, you can wait a couple minutes and it'll change. But when it's hot, it's really hot.
Yes.
So I can only imagine. Not to mention, what if someone was on the toilet? Let's just say they had a bean burrito or something like that, and they thought it was them too much.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I'm just saying, like you flush and you
you
can't
go
even
to
smell it.
flush. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Because every time you flush the toilet, it would never leave. It would just be permeated in that room.
And how many people check the bowl for the smell? Like the back.
Good point. I
Yeah.
wouldn't have naturally like, hey,
It
let's
wouldn't
check
be
the
your
back,
natural instinct.
because like there shouldn't be anything but the plumbing features or
Yeah, in the
fixture.
water, that's
Yeah, that's it. That's what, or whatever blue thing you drop in there so the toilet
it.
it stays clean.
Right,
That's the
right.
only thing. So yeah, for me, this is a jalapeno. I feel like this was a spicy truth. I feel like you get a bit of a side eye because that's, I mean, two wrongs don't make it right. Maybe your landlord was a prick, as you called him, or and really was not the
Yeah.
best, but
Maybe you should have put him in his car. Like I'm just saying, like if you're gonna do it, then it's directly affecting him.
ugh.
But this time it seems like you may have misjudged and didn't really think that out.
Right, you had a good premise, but you hit the wrong target. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I get it. You got it scoped out, you get right there, but unfortunately
He
you hit,
sneezed.
yeah, you
He
right.
sneezed at the last minute. He's supposed to hold that breath and sneezing.
Yeah. All right. So that was my first one. What do you got? What do you got today?
All right, so this one I'm thinking might be a tie, and I just want to give you the description first. I'm flirting with my old bully's mom on Facebook.
Let's do it.
Right, so I'm 23 and I've been out of school for over 5 years, but I still have bad memories of bullies. Like this one guy picked on me so badly that I barely even wanted to go to school. He never apologized for that, so I'm getting my way back at him. The guy is basically a big mama's boy. I saw pictures of him and her on Facebook. Hers is mom. So I shot the mom a message. She doesn't know me or anything, but I friended her and started using some pickup lines. A few wink emojis. She hasn't really been overly receptive, but also hasn't completely shut it down. If this works out, I'll get my payback on him.
Oh, wow.
So again, I feel like intent is definitely a tie. He hasn't succeeded yet. It may even be a jalapeno only because he hasn't succeeded yet, but his intention is clearly judge-worthy levels.
I would agree. His intent is a tie. Because imagine, if you will, the amount of embarrassment you would feel when if some man could come up to you as another man and say, oh, yeah. I've had your mom in a delicate way,
Yeah.
like and be telling the
And
truth,
be dead
like
serious and have details. Like to be like, what you took from me, I put into your mom.
oh, that's horrible.
I'm
Oh,
sorry, that would hurt. That would hurt.
I understand that's your confession, and I swear, if someday you ever hear this podcast, please let us know what happens next.
Would love to get a follow-up to this story.
Please let me. Did you? How far did he go? And then when do you let the son know?
What if he became stepdad, though? I'm just saying, think of the levels. What if he becomes stepdad? Could you imagine? Like you used to beat me up, now I'm beating up your moms.
Oh, that is
I'm just saying. I'm
terrible.
just saying.
That's
Hey,
terrible.
listen, we're going upstairs.
Oh.
You hear anything, don't you worry about it. I'm taking care of you. Like, there's some real savage ways you can
Oh.
take this, and I feel like the bullied is now going to pay back the bully.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
I have nothing for you because I have nothing for you. I don't know. I don't even know. It's like, okay, so the equivalent for me, I'm heterosexual, would be if I had a dad, I guess biologically exists.
That's
If
a
I had
whole
a
nother
dad,
level.
it's like I messed with you in high school, now you're gonna sleep with my dad. I was when he's still 23, so by the way, I have this rule for those that are listening that if you are under 25, you can make every mistake in the world because your brain's not fully developed. That after 25, after a quarter of a century, your soft spot is now, you no longer have a soft spot and you can make better decisions. So that's my theory. So he's 23 and he doesn't really realize that, you know, this isn't going to hurt the bully as much. It may hurt the mom if she, you know, and then it may embarrass the mom. Like, you know, she gives up the cakes to this young buck over here and find out it was really just to get back at her son.
Right.
Like she would feel very, she'd be caught in the crossfire. So
Literally.
yeah, so that makes this a tie, but I would like to do a PSA.
What?
Okay. People who were bullied as a kid, something important I need to tell you. We were all bullied as kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, and every person I know has had some level of bullying.
Yeah.
You might want to let it go if you can. You may never get the apology that you need or that you want,
Yeah.
and understand that some people are wrong. Some people do treat people poorly.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. I'm not saying like it was a bully, get over it. Because some people have assumed, now some bullying
Yeah,
is
there's things that are
beyond
too
bullying.
far.
That some things are abuse and torture. I'm not talking about torture. If you were tortured, go find that mama right now.
Not go out and get
Ask
moms, though. Hey, go out and get
the
moms.
dude, go get moms.
That's
You
so
know, if
bad.
they tortured you, I don't care. Go get moms. Go get your revenge. But if you were teased because of your shoes or because of your weight or something small that,
Hairline or anything.
yeah, I mean, y'all, I got teased when I was like, listen, when I listen, okay, listen. When I was in middle school, my hair was just unkept. I mean, that's just what it is. It was sad. If you ever knew me back in middle school, yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Like, I had an afro. No, excuse me. Let me go back with. I had a jerry curl.
Oh, okay.
That was always dry.
So it wasn't so glow. You didn't have the wet, the
No.
moisture.
One time we were going somewhere. I was with my cousin. We put the activator in my hair and he walked out. He's like, you got a curl? I had been there all day.
Yeah.
Like, he was surprised because of the moisture when you first put it on. I ain't never have a bag you put keep it dry. So anyway. So anyway, bad hair all the way around. Didn't know how to comb it. I mean, like, it was a mess. I was a mess. Y'all, they called me Vicky with the frocks and Afro in a box. I had a whole rap,
Not
Vicky
they
with the
had
frocks, an Afro in a box.
a 16 for you
But
though.
wait a minute, I'm not done. For all my people who are around my age, back in the 90s, there was a song by Dos Effects. I want effects by Dos Effects. They used to call me Dos Effects because of my hair. And
There
if
you
you
go.
can reckon back to Dos
Right, if
Effects of
you
the
can go back,
90s, they had messed up dreads and unkempt hair. I was teased as a kid. But I didn't want to go sleep with anybody's daddy or pimp out somebody's mama or set them up.
I give you that.
So, like, there is extremes. There are extremes where people are physically abused. And
Right.
hey, if you want some strategies to get back at people, call me, message me. I have a way to, like, toeing the line. Like, it's still legal, but very, okay, maybe not. But I will say, you kind of have to make sure it meets the crime. Like I was teased, Dos Effects. Like I'm a girl, Vicky with the
That's pretty petty.
frocks, y'all, an afro in a box.
That's pretty petty.
I had a frocks. That is terrible. For 3 years, I heard that. Oh, you used
It
to
would hurt. Not
grind
enough
me.
to go smash anybody's parent, but Let us state, Pit Truth is not responsible for anything that happens, for your actions, for what you do in response to being bullied. But I have to admit, since you mentioned bullied, I have to admit, as a kid, the thing that got me the most about being bullied was actually one from one of my cousins. And if he hears it, I'm not gonna say his name, but if he hears it, he'll know what this is. So, obviously, since you all can't see me, I have a big head. I always have had one. And that doesn't bother me. It's cool. But as a kid, the body didn't match the head. So, my mom took a picture of me one day in a green and purple sweater. Now, it was definitely looking like a Cosby sweater. You know, back in the day, it was kind of the move. This is early 90s, and I had had a turtleneck that I was supposed to put on. And my cousin had made a joke about the fact that when I put my head in the turtleneck, it looked like I had lost all my oxygen. And it hurt because he made it in front of all my cousins, and everyone laughed. And it's cool. It's cool. But I'll admit it. It built character or damage. Just one of those two. I haven't fully dealt with my therapist on that one yet. I kid. But we've all been bullied. But that, it doesn't make you want to do anything crazy.
Are we confusing being teased with being bullied?
Oh no, it got worse. I'm just keeping this.
Well,
Oh,
I'm
you're talking as
saying that
far
as
as.
far as this, are we being, te are, is there a difference? So again, I could be thinking, okay, being teased is one thing and being bullied is totally different. Teasing, and maybe it's not everyone was bullied. Maybe everyone had some level of teasing. And maybe there is a threshold of when it's no longer just teasing, it's bullying. And then there's a, maybe there's a, so listen, y'all, I'm open to different ideas and concepts. So yes, I'm changing my mind. Again, on air, as I talk through this, because I'm a human being with and with different thoughts and opinions. But so maybe there is a difference. Maybe everyone has some level of teasing, but bullying becomes almost terroristic, and you don't want to go to school. You don't want to get on the bus because you don't know what's going to happen to you. So if you were a bully, if you tease, first of all, if you said I had a frocks, your mama. But that's the level of get back I should have. If you bully someone, intimidated them, shrunk them down,
Physically abused them,
exactly, attacked them,
berated them constantly.
you may need to apologize. You may need to reach out. And maybe you won't because you were a dick then and you're a dick now. And maybe you want, but won't. But there is a difference from being teased and then torturing someone. And so yeah, I stand correct. It's still a tie. The homeboy is still a tie because, like, yo, the intention is there. The intention to wreak havoc in this man's life is there.
But if you pay mom, that's a reaper, please let us know. Because the follow-up, I'm all for it. And if you do get out to us, I promise you we'll keep your information anonymous. Just let us know.
Please let us know because, yeah, that, yeah.
What else you got, Vicky?
All right. So my last one for today, the last one I have, is titled, I stole over $5,000 from a pizza place without being caught. Several years ago, I was working as a delivery driver at a well-known pizza franchise. Being poor and morally devoid, I managed to devise a way to steal money without a trace. The computer system used process cash payments and card payments separately for bookkeeping. And orders could be changed from cash to card once the order had been completed. See where I'm going here? I simply delivered an order, took the cash payment, pocketed it, and then returned to the store and changed the order from cash to card. The store owner knew the theft was occurring as the books were out each night. However, it appeared as if the cash sales were in order and the card sales were out of order. I did this for 3 years and 3 nights a week. It was wrong, but the owner owned three other businesses and was making money hand over fist. Sorry, PJ. You are a good boss, and I took advantage. I hope your wife isn't screaming at you 24/7 anymore.
You going to jail? No. I mean, it's smart. It's smart. I guess we have to figure out where we draw the line on Pick Truth as far as crime goes in general. Like, I feel like crime should just have a like solid starting place. So I would assume for me, crime would start at El Jalapeno just because it's. But I
Because
don't.
there are no, there are too many crimes that like
Because
the like
different
a few
petty
weeks, well, a
crime.
couple weeks ago, the Target lady, you
Okay,
know, was
yeah.
that jalapeno? Probably not.
True,
And that was
true.
technically a crime. It was a crime. Still judging you, and I ain't sharing. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I'm not judging you anymore because I don't share Netflix passwords.
We're not going
Go
anywhere.
back and listen to a couple episodes, a couple episodes ago, so that makes
Oh,
sense. But back to what we were saying, he committed a crime. He committed a crime against a small business, and I hate the idea that you already have money, so we can take some more from you.
right.
That just annoys
It's
me.
dismissive.
It is, and I ain't got no money, and I don't want people checking my money
Right.
because they think I got money. Like,
They're like, oh,
oh,
yeah, Petrie's doing well, so they found it. We just take it over here.
yeah,
Like, no.
we
And then it's like 5 grand.
got 5 grand over 3 years, and I wonder how many cashiers got blamed.
Yeah.
Because if you can just go and switch it and you don't know who's toggling it, you're right. Your cash adds up the way it's supposed to. So, I mean, pretty much, I wonder if it was every night. $5,000 and you only work 3 nights a week and maybe it was part time. I'm just making this up, y'all. So maybe it was part time. So every time you got a cash order, you basically pocketed that money and the tip, went in, switched it over. He left $5,000 in sales for 3 years.
Where did you rate this one at again?
I'm going all the way Reaper on this one. This one you should probably keep to your deathbed because then you're gonna shout out the person's name.
And
Like,
shout out his issues in his marriage, though. Hope your wife
right?
ain't still yelling at you. Like,
That's
you giving out
petty.
details and pettiness.
Petty.
Full petty platter.
Petty. Petai.
Yeah, that's a lot, man. That's a lot. Even if you gave that information and you probably left out the stuff about the actual person, I probably could have went tie, but you tipped it just over the scale by being like, here's your name and or nickname, and I hope your wife ain't yelling at you. So people from where you from
Know
know
this.
PJ and know his wife.
And know there's a pizza franchise and he has a couple of businesses.
Yeah, they
And you
know.
just call it out that you were, and you told who you were. For 3 years you worked there, 3 nights a week.
Come
It's
on,
not gonna
bro.
be hard to know to know one who, let me
Right.
go look back up.
Right, it's a small business. We ain't talking about a 50, 60 people business where you might have to kind of research somewhat. I'm assuming, 5 to 8 people, not including PJ and his lovely wife, as we've just heard. So,
3 years. You were there for 3 years.
yeah, bro, you kind of.
You can limit that down. Like, okay, all these high school kids are out. There's only four people left. It was one of the
It's
four.
like a game of guess who.
And it had to be a driver. Boom, got another two. You're right, you're right.
It's like a game of
It was
guess
a
who.
great game of guess who.
He's already gave up.
Guess who stole $5,000?
Oh
It would be interesting to know the time frame.
God.
Because if it was 10 years ago, then I don't know if the owner would have any
Recourse now.
recourse. But if it was last month, you quit last month in the middle of COVID, and I found out you took 5 grand from me, you just explained it. Oh, but then I got a lot of, now I got some questions. I always have questions, people. I got a problem. So if I started seeing like significant discrepancies between my revenue streams, like
Right.
cash versus my credit card, I would put a camera to see what's going on at the cash register.
Yeah.
Because the moment I saw a driver, why are you over here at the cash register? Why are you
Right.
changing anything? Why are you changing anything?
Right.
So, but I, well, and now I'm victim blaming. He got stolen from. And I'm like, oh, you shouldn't. I'm victim blaming.
I think you're just trying to help him, I guess, post-theft. But that's the only really option we have since we're not the thieves who have done it. So I think that's fair. I think it's fair. You're just trying to help, provide an option to avoid this happening in the future. Because maybe PJ still got the pizza place.
I'm sure. I bet you he does.
Yeah.
And a harpy wife. That's probably not nice. I don't know if she's a harpy. I'm just being funny.
And now I'm judging you.
That's fine. That's fine.
It's okay.
I'm comfortable. I'm so comfortable with that.
Hey, I
That's
respect
a lot to judge.
it.
All right. What do you have? What's your final truth for this episode?
Okay, so with this one, I'm pausing just because I want everyone to be prepared. This is a lot.
Okay.
So I'm putting a lot on this, but it's because it is a lot. Okay. I shaved my pubes to look like a heart and they came out looking like a penis. The title basically says it all. I'm getting over a semi-rejection and I thought last night in the shower, hey, it'd be a real cool idea to shave your armpits and pubic hair in the shape of a heart. And I was really pumped, but once I started shaving, I realized the mistake I made. The amount of hair stuck in the drain and all over the tub made me wince, and it ended up looking like a penis. It now rubs against my underwear and it itches like mad, and now I regret my idea.
All right, well, thank you guys. That has been the show. I don't. Okay, it's a weird truth.
Yeah.
I am at a loss for words at the moment. Because I'm assuming this is a guy.
They never state. So that's kind of.
I'm hoping it's a guy, and yeah, I live in the States, and women shave their underarms, and probably there's women that should be free. I get it. So that's why I'm making that assumption that it's a man that a woman isn't trying to put her underarm hair into a shape of a heart. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Right.
I just choose to assume it's a man. It makes me feel better, okay?
Where do you rate this?
I don't even know. Because really, it's mild. I mean,
it's extremely mild.
But I'll give you a poblano. Like, because I'm looking at you like, you did what? I got in the shower and decided to cut my underarm hair and my pubic hair in the shape of a heart. And it turned out to look like a penis. I don't want pictures.
No.
Don't want to see that one. I'll take your word for it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for confessing, but you can keep that to yourself.
Absolutely. See, that's the part. I feel like it kind of goes all over our scale for certain things. Like we say, take that to your deathbed. I feel like you could take it to your deathbed, but it's nowhere near a reaper. The poblano, I respect because they did get irritated, and we feel like poblanos sometimes have enough spice to irritate others. But I feel like at the same time, it's a bell pepper because it's very mild because people, like you said, in the States just shave. But the fact that your artistic skills were in question because you went for a heart and came out with a penis. Like, we all went to school, and we all know what a heart looks like, right? I'm sure. I know you can't answer me back right now, but I know you can hear me, and I know you're shaking your head going yes. So I appreciate it. But I only have one penis, and forgive me for saying it that way, but I only have one, and I don't know how you can confuse what that in the heart looks like. Maybe other people can explain that, because I'm a little bit out of the loop.
Actually, I can.
Okay.
I can actually explain it. If you take an upside-down heart,
Oh, the head.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And somebody's like, I don't see it. Get a heart, draw a picture of a heart, now turn it upside down, and then use your imagination.
So somebody's got a pointy penis at the end?
Well, he could have been using a razor. I'm sure it wasn't probably couldn't execute as well as if he had a pen or a pencil.
Okay.
If you're using a razor, okay, and you're trying to make a heart, and you're doing it upside down, and you're trying to use your Edward Scissorhands to make it work, then I could see.
Okay.
But just don't tell nobody.
Yeah, keep that a secret.
Yeah, like, don't tell nobody that. Don't sit with, listen, one day when COVID is over, we can go sit with our friends. I'm like, yeah, remember the time Becky broke up with me? Yeah, I shaved my pubes in the shape of a heart to make myself feel better, but it ended up looking like a penis.
Want to see? Like, that's, to me, I feel like that's.
Don't do that. Just don't. Some things keep to yourself. I'm sorry you went through a rejection. We all experience rejection.
I'm sorry.
We all sorry. I'm sorry that you're feeling rejected.
I hope you came out better on the other side.
No, you did. You came out irritated and itchy. You came out itchy on the other side.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better soon. Everyone experiences rejection.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't tell anybody else that. Keep it to yourself.
Keep it to your damn self. Sonna, are we bad for telling it?
No.
That's what we're here for.
You put it out there.
It's your fault.
We're just going to judge it. We're just going to judge it. All right, guys. But that ends it for this week's episode. We thank you. If you could, share this with two friends and subscribe. The more you listen, the more you download, the more it helps us.
Absolutely. Please follow us on all social media. It's usually at Pick Truth. We greatly appreciate you all listening. And see you next time.
Thank you.
We can't pick truth without you.
Send us your truths at picktruthmail@post.com to see if you can bring the heat.